This is WFIN News Director Matt Demchek, and we're joined in the newsroom this morning by State Representative Ty Matthews. Ty, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for having me, Matt.
Ty, you represent the 83rd District in the Ohio House, of course. Give people a refresher course on what areas the 83rd District encompasses.
The 83rd District includes Hancock County, Hardin County, and part of Logan County. So major cities in there, Findlay, Kenton, and the Indian Lake area. I actually am native. You know, I grew up in Arlington, small town just south of Findlay here. Everyone listening probably knows exactly what I'm talking about. Proud Red Devil, graduated in 2013, but very, very proud to be from Northwest Ohio.
And it wasn't too long that you were just sworn in back in January, so haven't been in office too long. I can imagine it's been kind of a whirlwind, but how are things going so far?
It's going great. 9 months on the job. Lots to learn. You know, a lot of topics coming up that I think a lot of Ohioans are concerned about, one of them being property taxes. Talking a little bit earlier today on redistricting, some big topics that we're going to be addressing, you know, in the future of the legislature. But so far, we finished the budget and been working on legislation with AI, international trade, and defense development. So it's been a very productive last 9 months, and I'm very, very blessed. And just want to thank everyone for entrusting me and being your representative in Columbus.
And yeah, speaking of some of those big issues like property tax relief, I know that's a big one. How that seems like a tough issue to work on, to give people relief, but also that funding source that comes in. How do you replace that funding source for the entities that have been relying on it for years? I imagine that's a tough task to figure out.
That's right. This is an unbelievably complex issue. I think it's easy to go down a road looking at a very, very local level, you know, where we're from, of what you think the issues are within our community regarding property taxes. But when you're creating state policy, you know, that's going to impact other regions of the state that are very different. It comes up with, there's so many solutions that arise that you don't understand, or you don't really notice the hidden impacts, you know, of what it'll do across the state, right? Yeah, we've been very, very reliant on the property tax here in Ohio. I believe Ohio ranks amongst one of the worst states of the amount of taxing entities we have. So what that means is we have a lot of political subdivisions that can levy a tax, right? And when you look across the state, it's really diverse, where certain areas really, really like certain services and another part of the state really likes other services, right? So there's been a lot of property tax bills introduced, and the legislature's been working through those pretty diligently. In the budget, we had three proposals that we passed through the House and the Senate that we hoped would have shown reform by January. Hancock County, we're going to see some increases in valuations in January. Unfortunately, the governor vetoed all three of those. We were able to override one, but we are going to continue to work on this in a way that is responsible, that's not going to hopefully override the system completely, but there needs to be reform done.
And the governor has also formed that working group as well to look at it. Does the legislature also kind of coordinate with the governor and the governor's working group on that, or how does that play out?
I was fairly disappointed in that working group, to be honest with you, Matt. The legislature had put together a very similar working group last year. We're working off of those recommendations. The reason why I'm fairly disappointed in it, I don't know if we're going to be able to produce results, you know, from that working group in time for my constituents. One thing I want to put out there to all of you that received these increases in January is the auditor is just following a formula that is she is required to follow. Sure, that formula needs to be relooked at and changed, and that's one of the solutions we are hoping to address in the State House. However, when you see those increases, I would really direct people's, your frustrations not at the county auditor, not necessarily at the county treasurer, but looking at your tax bill and seeing where those increased dollars are actually going, contacting those entities, seeing if they're willing not to take those increased dollars from those valuations. So going back to your question about that group, I'm fairly disappointed that I think we are, it's too reactive at this point. And I don't think we're going to be able to show the results people really need to see in January.
Okay. And another big issue you mentioned was redistricting, which has been a big issue for years and years and becoming more of a contentious issue. How do you go about an issue like that that has become so contentious, and how do you work on redrawing congressional districts that can at least be considered fair, you know, quote unquote, by at least a majority of people?
So I want to be very clear about this. I know the country right now, when you look across of all the redistricting battles, it seems, Ohio is not redrawing our maps in response to that. We were scheduled to do this. We did not have a consensus on the last maps, so that requires us to redraw maps. And that's what we're doing right now. So this is something that is not in response to what California or Texas is doing. This is, by law, what Ohio has to do. So we were on schedule. It's kind of unfortunate it's falling upon this time where other states, I believe, are being very political with this. We, as a House, as a caucus, we are going to look at what the Constitution says and follow those provisions. We are here to represent the people of Ohio, follow the guidelines that have been previously passed in the Constitution, and tune out all of the political talk outside of our state and focus here in Ohio.
And do you think the current map is fair, is representative of the constituency, or do you think that map is going to change significantly?
I believe the current map represents the constituency fairly well. When we see the new data, re-looking at the census, putting that in lens of the requirements that the Constitution has with proportionality, some of the demographics, I believe we're going to come out with some really good maps.
And of course, we have to talk about just what's in the news. Just up on the screen right now, it sounds like they did arrest a suspect in the Charlie Kirk shooting. Just your reaction to this, just the political violence that seems to be increasing in the country with the Kirk shooting just a couple days ago. A couple months ago, there was a Minnesota Democrat, state lawmaker, state representative, I mean, the same title mm-hmm. you hold. I mean, she was shot to death in her house along with her husband. Just your thoughts on that and what we can do as a country to kind of come together and, I don't know, cool things down a bit.
Yeah, it's just totally and utterly unacceptable what's going on right now. It's, as an American, as, you know, I just feel many of us right now have this weight on us, you know, after this last, you know, killing, murder. And going forward, I know we are talking about in the House, how do we address this, right? Because I think enough is enough. I think people on both sides are tired of this. And the one thing I encourage people to do is unity. But unity has been a word that I think has been abused. I'm talking unity of looking towards the American flag, a common banner of what unites us as Ohioans, as Americans, and those shared values of this nation. You know, that I truly believe that's God, country, and family, free speech, and respecting each other's opinions. And that even if we disagree, me and you, Matt, if we disagree vehemently on an issue, that does not mean in any case that I or anyone has the right to take life because of that. So I think the killings that we've been seeing, Charlie Kirk, it's totally and absolutely unacceptable, and something needs to be done.
And this might be, this is a pretty sensitive question to ask, but with the climate today, do you feel, we appreciate you coming in and talking to us and going up to your constituents here in town and everything and talking to people, but do you ever feel, you know, with the climate today, a little unsafe or no? Or?
I'll be very raw. You know, that's a sensitive question. I'll be fair and I'll be pretty raw and share, you know, my feelings on that. And my view is, yes, there are times, you know, a couple months ago, not being too specific, the State House increased our security in reaction to a lot of this stuff. The way I look at this is, a mission field. My faith is really big to me, and the mission that we're on, the message that I hope that I am conveying people about pride and country, you know, God and your faith, being willing to talk about this. It's, to me, a message that, again, I don't view this happening to my life, and I'd never hope it would, but that's a message worth dying for. And I think, unfortunately, you got to look at this when you enter into politics. Do you truly believe what you believe in? You know, and is that a message that you are worth, you know, that you believe is worth dying for? And to be very honest, I believe the message that I am, that I believe in, you know, not just my faith in Jesus Christ, but these strong core American values are worth fighting for. They are worth dying for. And I hope that is what we can look towards unity as in this country, is this has been the greatest nation I believe this world has ever seen. And that's what we need to look at as citizens in this country, and really tune down on the hateful political rhetoric, and I'll say on both sides.
And coming up today, you're in Findlay today for...
First Friday, but it's actually the second Friday, as we were kind of joking around a little bit before, Matt. We'll be at the Republican Party talking about what we've been doing in the state legislature, and I think Senator McCauley and I will both be talking about the current political environment in Ohio.
Okay. Anything else you might want to talk about while we got you here in the newsroom?
No, it's just been truly a pleasure, Matt, to be serving in this capacity. And I just want to say thank you to the citizens of the 83rd District for that trust. I look forward to continuing serving you. And if there's anything that you all need from my office, please reach out to us. Our office email is rep83@ohiohouse.gov.
All right, sounds good. State Representative Ty Matthews in the WFIN newsroom this morning. Ty, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Matt. Really appreciate it.